Each and every week, I talk to very interesting people. And the most important part is that I shouldn't be the only one hearing it. I really feel that if these people make sense to me, that everyone out there needs to hear it. So stay tuned, folks, and I hope you enjoy this newest weekly segment on Coach Wissens.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio once again alongside best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuta. We also have Phil Graham on the line. Welcome back into the conversation, guys.
Good conversation, Thomas. I want to talk quickly. I want to ruin the conversation here. Talk about taxes. Taxes is no fun for anybody, but tax planning can make it a little more fun or a little less non-fun by planning ahead so you know exactly what's going to happen so the tax man can't kick you in your behind unexpectedly. So we've got our tax planning guide out, don't we?
I love it. Every good video game has to have its arch nemesis, and so let's see what we can do to...
Well, the IRS, and we'll show you just different tools and techniques people have used. Tax planning guide, your roadmap to reduce taxes this year and in the future.
It's good.
Hot off the presses. We've got a pretty good number of copies of this. We'll give out when people call in. You come in and get it as well. We have a PDF form of it. Is it going to be on one of our websites?
It is. It's available actually right now at yourmoneydesk.com. So if you head over to yourmoneydesk.com, scroll down there on the page, and you will see that 2023 tax guide.
Your Money Desk. Very good to do. Now, do we have a through the years this week?
We do. Listen to this.
Through the years, let's take a trip back in time.
Back in time.
1975, the year of Jaws, the introduction of Betamax. Patty Hearst was released and Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. Inflation stood at 9.2%. The Dow ended the year just under 4,000. That's up 34% on the year. A new car cost you about $4,200. You get $300 back if you bought a Chrysler.
Only Chrysler gives you a $300 check. Not GM, not Ford.
Gas, 44 cents per gallon. Buy a house for about $40,000. Average wage, $8,600. Television viewing was changed forever with the introduction of the Sony Betamax.
This totally new concept in home entertainment will expand your enjoyment of television viewing to a level that was, a short time ago, nothing more than an ambitious dream.
Well, speaking of TV, we marveled at the $6 million man.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
We got laughs from Saturday Night Live.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
And we headed on up with the Jeffersons.
Well, we're moving on now.
President Gerald Ford survived two assassination attempts. Jimmy Hoffa, the ex-Teamsters boss, disappeared, never to be heard from again.
Fitzsimmons denied renewed speculation that organized crime was moving into the Teamsters union and that there might be a possible connection between organized crime and Hoffa's disappearance.
Speaking of the mob, The Godfather Part II was released, and we never looked at sharks the same way again after watching Jaws.
Need a bigger boat.
The biggest sports story of the year had to be the thriller in Manila.
That was the biggest round of the fight for anybody. I think it's
Muhammad Ali beat Joe Frazier in 14 rounds in the Philippines to retain the WBC-WBA heavyweight title. If you retired in 1975, you needed about $86,000 to be comfortable. Musically, we grooved with David Bowie. We took it to the limit with the Eagles. And we walked this way with Aerosmith. Rock out of 1975 back to reality.
We've now arrived safely back in the present. We hope you enjoyed your trip. Here's to a smooth ride into retirement.
Used to love the Jeffersons back in the day. George. Phil, do you like the Jeffersons?
I love the Jeffersons.
George Jefferson.
I like the jam we were going out on there. Some Aerosmith. That was very nice.
Yeah, I like Good Times, too. They didn't say nothing about Good Times.
Oh, that was J.J.
Yeah,
JJ.
Dynamite.
Hey, Thomas, let's give out now. If people want to email in questions or if they want to listen to shows of the past, they can always do that at financialsafari.com, can't they?
They can. Just head over to financialsafari.com. We have a great way there as well where you can ask your question in your own voice. There's this big red button. You can actually record in your own voice. Could be featured here on the program. A question for Coach and the team, financialsafari.com.
So, Phil, income strategies in retirement, a little different than income strategies when we're working, aren't they?
I mean, they're completely different because when you're working, you're getting that wage or that paycheck from your employer coming in.
Wage rate.
And when you're retired, you're responsible for your own paycheck.
Yeah. So that's
and there's no more money going in the bucket.
Right. Well, the bucket has holes in it. That's because of taxes and money you need. So you need to make sure you're constantly pouring new income water into it so it never, well, I would like mine to almost overflow, but you never need it empty, do you?
Well, you know, when we're doing income planning, we always say we don't want your retirement income to take a hit.
Right.
HIT, the acronym stands for healthcare, inflation, and taxes. Hmm. Now, I like to add market volatility as a fourth letter to that. But
they hit them.
Yeah. But healthcare, massive potential expense. Right. And by the way, Medicare Part B is means tested based on your taxable income. Since we're talking about taxes, we want to lower your taxable income, not the amount of money in your pocket, but the amount of that money that's actually taxable is what we want to decrease. Inflation is like the silent killer. It's like carbon monoxide. Like, inflation risk early in retirement can be devastating to your money lasting forever. And then taxes. You know, I know that's what we're talking about now, but what I've learned is that I can put more spendable money in someone's pocket by reducing or eliminating taxes than I can by chasing a higher rate of return.
Yeah. Well, many times
all day long,
when people chase a higher rate of return, what happens in many times?
Well, now they're putting their money at more risk.
They get less and less of return. As a matter of fact, they might have a negative number or two.
So we can keep their income safe and guaranteed, but if we can lower their taxes, the net spendable dollars goes up dramatically.
There's a bunch of steps in Coach Pete's power plan, and all three of the things we just mentioned, as well as market risk, are mentioned in Coach Pete's power plan. We address that, well, where you are right now, where you should be, where you can be, changes to make, additions to make, fine-tuning. And we're going to offer that, Thomas, for the next 10 people call. They'll get their very own Coach Pete power plan. It gives it inside. It has the financial fill-up strategy. It also has retirement autopilot, where you don't have to worry anymore about where the income's going to come from. And you can, you know, when I hear that sound on a plane, I go to sleep. I'm one of the only people that I know that I can sleep sitting up because I've traveled so much. But we need to make sure that we can do whatever we want to do in retirement. And one of the main things, having retirement autopilot in place, but getting a true plan where you know exactly what's happening, not guessing anymore and hoping. Those are not strategies yet. If you're in the market, it is guesses and hopes because no one really knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Heck, we barely know what happens in intraday in the market. The market starts up and it ends down. It starts down, ends up. Who knows what's happening day to day? And then the Dow goes to sleep for the night, wakes up the next day, and it forgot everything that happened the day before. So let's make sure we get the right plan for the right time of our life, get that confidence we need to approach retirement on our terms, and we'll do that for the next 10 of you who call right now at no cost, no obligation. In other words, free. That's a four-letter word that I like, F-R-E-E. Thomas, tell them how to call that.
All right, that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can always text the keyword plan to 600-700 as well. That's plan to 600-700.
Phil, we talked about the earlier on the show, we talked about the difference in what a difference a fee can make in your balance at the end. And a lot of people, I think they might be shocked about it. We talked about the same accounts, like the same starting amount, $200,000 in four different accounts. And each account had different annual fees. One had zero annual fees, and then one had 1%, one had 2%, one had 3%. The difference is astounding between the 0% and the 3% fee. But let's say somebody's trugging along at, 2% fees, which a lot of people still accept a 2% fee. 20 years later, after starting with $200,000, getting 6% a year compounded. Now, of course, there aren't many accounts that guarantee you to get the same amount of money every single year. That's at risk, but we're pretending here. 20 years later, you'd have $437,000. So you started with $200,000. 20 years later, you have $437,000. That's not too bad, but that's a 2% fee's been coming out every year. Contrast that to if you didn't have a fee, you'd have $641,000. So that's almost a difference of $200,000 in 20 years. And the accounts are there's nothing else different except for the fees in there. Which account would you rather have?
Well, Coach, you talked about, you know, one of your favorite four-letter words is free.
Absolutely.
Well, everybody's least favorite four-letter word is math.
Oh, math.
M-A-T-H, math. Everybody hates math because it doesn't lie.
Right.
And what's interesting, you know, psychologically, you hear 2% fee and, like, it doesn't sound that bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's not that high. Well, if you have 6% gains and you subtract a 2% fee and you net 4%, that's like a 33% reduction in your gain.
Yep.
So to me, that's actually a 30% fee.
And then compound interest is on your side usually. So again, you were at 20 years, you were in the 0% fee account, and you had $641,000 after starting with $200,000. But 30 years, that's only 10 years more. Now you have $1.148 million. money's almost doubled in the last in that 10 years going forward. That's the beauty of compounding. The account that you had the 2% fee in went from 437 to 647. So now contrast that $647,000 to $1.148 million. Again, both accounts the same as far as interest rate. The only thing different was the fee charging. That's a gigantic difference, and that's why compounding as we get older in our life means a whole lot more to us than we start. But starting the soonest you can start, the better. And a lot of people haven't started at all. A lot of people haven't educated themselves on the differences in different accounts out there. Just putting your money in the 401k is a great place to start, but in my opinion, not the place to finish. If you're over 55, you need to start exploring different ways you can move some of your money from your 401k into your very own tax-qualified IRA. We call it a super IRA, especially if you had three or four different jobs, three or four different 401ks. Why not consolidate them in one place and now get a lifetime income from there you never have to worry about? And maybe we've seen people that are able to retire a couple of years ahead of time because they put the money in a different place than having it at risk. How much sense does that make?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Plus, now you have control as the consumer.
Yes.
You're controlling what that money's, how it's working for you, not only being able to access the options included in a 401k. You control it now, which to me would be much more comfortable.
Yeah, very, very important. Thomas, we see it all the time. People are confused. I understand. I mean, gosh, I don't know a thing about cars, except I know how to press a button to start it. If I went into a dealership and he said, well, you got this kind of differential over here, what you need this kind of oil, my eyes gloss over. Now, I used to change my own oil growing up, but nowadays, if you change it, what are you going to do with it? You can't dump it anywhere. So,
sure.
So I'd rather have somebody else do it. Same thing in a financial world. Let the professionals handle what the professionals do. And again, we have both hats. We have the risk hat. We have the safe hat. We're a fiduciary planning organization. First thing we do is look at where you are now, educate you on what you have, and then we find out what you want to do in the future. Then we put a plan together that makes sense for what you've told us you want to do. And many people tell us what they want to do, and then we look at the plan they currently have with their current broker, and it has nothing to do with what they want to do. So let's put a plan together that answers all the questions you want to do, and that's what a true fiduciary team does. We call it the Coach Pete's Power Plan. The next 10 of you who call will do one for you at no cost or obligation. Also, a 3-book set and that 401k survival box set that has that fee worksheet we talked about in the workbook. It's very eye-opening.
Make a step in the right direction. Call 800-661-7383. Again, that's 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword PLAN to 600-700. That's PLAN to 600-700.